The business of life sciences came into sharp focus after the pandemic highlighted the effectiveness of mRNA vaccines in protecting people against COVID. But what exactly is life sciences, and is the recent market weakness a threat to future innovation or an opportunity?
A lot of people think of life sciences as a niche market, but it's the largest driver of healthcare innovation. It's about two-thirds of total healthcare venture capital and is over a $2 trillion market today. What we think is going to happen is as we come out of this correction, we're just going to see a different landscape in terms of life sciences capital that in some ways is responsive to the capital formation issues that help create the current situation.
I'm Allison Nathan, and this is Exchanges at Goldman Sachs. To help us understand the evolution of life sciences and the risks and opportunities within it, I'm sitting down with Amit Sinha, the head of life sciences investing within Goldman Sachs Asset Management. Amit, welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thanks, Allison.
So let's start with a basic definition of the industry. What exactly is life sciences, and what sectors of the economy does it encompass?
So life sciences is a subset of the healthcare industry that sells products that are created from life sciences-based innovation. So things like therapeutics, research tools, diagnostics. When you take the life sciences segment and you start to peel it apart, you'll see that therapeutics is the largest piece with about 90% of the pie. And within therapeutics, we generally talk about categories by either therapeutic areas like oncology or metabolic disease, or we'll talk about it based on modalities. So how drugs work. So for instance, cell therapy or gene therapies or antibodies. And this collection of therapeutics is what most people refer to as the biotech industry or biotech. And that's really how do we use technological advances in the field of biology to create new medicine.
So that's biotech. So what else is there in life sciences?
Even though therapeutics is the largest segment, tools and diagnostics are really important in their own right. And also they're important in the context of shaping the future of therapeutics innovation. So think about rapid antigens and PCR tests as an example that were developed for COVID. Those diagnostics have become a critical part of how we live our lives and manage broader public health. Another example that's more technical is the field of single-cell genomics, which has the potential to really help our understanding of various diseases, cancer specifically or in particular. So to give you a sense of what that looks like, in cancer today, oftentimes what people will do or doctors will do is they'll sequence your tumor to see if there's a genetic driver of disease.